In a letter to the governor and legislative leaders, Van Hollen says the health care reform package violates the Constitution by upsetting the proper balance of power between states and the federal government. Van Hollen says the lawsuit he wants to file has nothing to do with health care, and he says he hopes state legislators see that it's their power to govern the state that's at risk.
This is an issue of the expansion of the reach of the federal government that is really usurping what should be the powers of these legislators, and they need to protect the powers that were reserved to them in the United States Constitution.
Van Hollen's beef with the bill, signed into law by President Obama, is the mandate it imposes on individuals to buy health insurance or pay a penalty. Governor Doyle calls Van Hollen's lawsuit frivolous, and Democratic State Representative Fred Kessler, a former judge, says Van Hollen should really be weighing in favor of the reform. Kessler says the issue of whether a state can nullify a federal law was decided in the 1860s.
When South Carolina and a couple of other states decided that they had the authority to say that federal law is meaningless, I think we're clearly on the wrong side of history when we come along and try to say that a state has the right to try to set aside a federal program.
More than a dozen other state attorneys general have filed suit against the Health Care Reform Act. Wisconsin legislators will debate the issue on April 13th in the State Assembly. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.